Hello and welcome, fellow awesomeologists to Awesomeology. I'm Sue.
And I'm Ben. And in this episode, we're talking about our process for writing a book about purpose and the strategies we're using to get that done while we're still doing all the other work, emphasis on all the other work that we need to do.
Yeah, that was the big question, right? From the very beginning of this whole project, how were we going to write a book? How were we going to do our regular jobs? How were we going to do the other things that are involved in a fledgling startup, exciting, new marketing, strategic services, et cetera, synergy, collaboration, all those words. Before we get into what our latest little experiment and what we're trying, let's rewind and talk about the meeting that got us to having this discussion here. One of the things we did really early on, and you already know this because you were there, was set a recurring meeting. And I think because we went through a couple of weeks after we said, yeah, let's write a book. And it's going to be great to write a book. And then we didn't do anything. So we set a recurring meeting so that we would at least be responsible to talk about it at least once a month. And can you give me your flavor on how those have gone for the most part? Your honest answer to that question, please.
Sure. Honestly, it's all you can get. So to be totally fair to ourselves, I think we should at least acknowledge that when we decided, hey, this is the thing that we're going to do, we went in with a pretty solid idea, knowing that a whole bunch of content already existed. So I think that's something that's given me the ammunition to stay fired up about this project is, I feel like we had a huge head start, before even deciding to do it. And then in those couple of weeks when we made it official and then didn't really do air quotes anything, we thought about it. I thought about it. And I thought about it, and I'm sure you thought about it. It's just we maybe didn't capture anything or communicate between each other to share our thoughts and stuff. And that was kind of one of the, early purposes for this meeting. Any other project that's as long-term as this one, hey, we have to meet regularly to, at least check in with each other. And like other projects like this, that, it's kind of like a self-prescribed deadline. Nobody's really expecting this from us or anything. We have some comfort in setting that meeting to know hey, worst case scenario, we get on that call and we each say, I've done nothing. And then we talk next steps and go from there. And spoiler alert, that has happened and that's okay. But to that point, I think, to kind of to get to the answer of your question of how I think those meetings have gone, I think generally well. I think it never feels good to come to a meeting like that and know that you're going into it and all that you can honestly say is, yeah, I've besides thinking about it or knowing that I need to work on it, I've done nothing. Which, the thinking about it and knowing that you have to do it is, one of those things that is kind of a constant. It pops up when you get the free moment in your brain to be oh yeah, that thing. Or in my case, I have on the opposite weeks of those meetings, I have book time prescribed in my calendar to myself, which frequently gets skipped or moved over because of some other priority, right? Which, is part of the reason why I would say our check-in meetings have gone less than awesome. And I guess that's partially just the nature of the beast of a project like this, where, there is no firm deadline. If we miss a deadline, no one's going to die, all of that stuff. And I think that that exists alongside some accountability on ourselves too. We're like, well, if we're constantly focused on that, that nobody's going to die and there's no deadline, well, then it will never get done. So it has been, I think that's been the trickiest thing or something that we, are still figuring out, maybe have started to figure out, is how do we keep ourselves moving forward? How do we make sure that we're being real accountability partners to ourselves and not just justifying putting other things in front of this? And side note, the last thing I'll say, perfectly reasonable to justify other work ahead of this thing, particularly paid client work or work that we need to do to help grow our client base and all of those things, you know. So, and that's a constant challenge, and we feel that our leadership feels and sees that, you know. I think everybody kind of has like the same concern, like how does this fit in with everything else that you have to do? And got, you know, if we had like a perfectly crystal clear answer to that, we probably wouldn't be having this conversation right now.
Right.
And I think it's okay that we're kind of answering it as we go, you know, figuring it out.
Yeah. Yes. And I think by the nature of what we're trying to do in writing this in the first place, the writing part, at least for me, it always has been the ability to write something and do it well can be a little fleeting for me. There is this sort of it has to be next to perfect for it to really flow well and for me to move something along. And, you know, now fortunately that quote unquote next to perfect atmosphere isn't that hard to achieve. You know, it doesn't have to be during a full moon and Aries is in Pisces and like, it doesn't have to be that perfect, but it, you know, I have
wait,
to
it, wait. It doesn't.
It okay. That was a lie. No wonder. I told you.
No wonder I'm so blind.
Yeah. Yeah. And I don't even know if Aries goes into Pisces. But it, I need space and time, and I need to feel relaxed, and I need, you know, you need that ramp, like into a swimming pool or into a lake. You have to have that nice ramp to get you down into the water so you can swim. And then you have to have time to be able to get back up out of the water. So to do that and try and inject 15 minutes here or 10 minutes there and achieve something really good that way, that's a challenge. There was a lot about that whole concept of how do we fit this in that early on gave me, you obviously already know this, gave me a lot of heartburn. And finding, especially knowing that, yes, we have a lot of content for sure. Yes, we are. I have no concern that the content that needs to wrap around everything and incorporate everything that we already have could create. It's all sort of inside our noggins, or we have the resources to go and find it in the world, but it's the time.
Yeah.
That is always, you know, is the thing that hangs over at least my head.
Yeah, no, mine too, for sure. And I think, you know, thinking about how I work on a day-to-day and mixing this project in, like, I think I definitely came in a bit overconfident in how easily I'd be able to inject something like this into my normal day-to-day. Mm-hmm. I'm rather flexible. I can actually deal with distractions and jumping from thing to thing pretty well. I won't say it's perfect, and I'm sure there's times when I jump from past the task where I'm not fully in whatever mode I need to be in to do that my best throughout the typical day today. But I think I can do that well enough to be like pretty darn good at my job. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But something like this, that writing is not a strength of mine, having never written a, you know, something like this before, for sure. Certainly, you know, not a strength, or I don't have a ton of history that I can lean back on and say, yeah, do this because it worked last time. Don't have any of that. Right. So for sure, like that ramp into it is really important for me when, you know, with other kinds of work that I'm doing, like particularly like if I'm ever diving into design for some reason, you know, that's something I'm extremely comfortable with, have done for decades. So like, you know, I'm actually thinking of a project right now where I was actually building a proposal for someone, and to do that and get things like pricing and stuff right, I kind of had to have an initial layout to get some things like dimensions and stuff like that. And before I knew it, like I actually kind of had something designed, and I wasn't even trying to design. I was trying to build a proposal so they knew how much this thing would cost. So like, that's how natural some of that has come to me. I could not have the same experience with something like writing, you know what I mean? So that's been cool. And, you know, we'll talk about our latest experiment with getting this thing done, which I think is our most recent example for me of how this thing's going to actually get done, which is not the way that I typically work.
Right. So. Yeah. I do. I wonder too, when we look at the difference between writing and design, if there is something about the fact that in design, you can start with something, it might be digital, but it will still be tactile. You can start with something that you can see in front of you. Mm-hmm. And you don't necessarily have the benefit when you're writing. You start with a blank page. And everything, and that is a process of pulling things and getting them on the page. And especially for somebody like me who I have already admitted that whole just write and put the words on the page and then you can go back and edit does not work well for my brain. It's not easy to get into that. Like, well, I have something here I can work with and now I can make it good. There is just something about my perfectionist personality, my whatever those things are that are the less attractive parts of my personality. It feels like they force me to, you know, it has to be, if people are going to be able to see it, which PS they aren't until you show them, but in your brain, people are going to be able to see it. It has to be perfect, as perfect as it can be. So, So let's talk about the meeting we had last week, because I think this has happened a couple of times on not just this project, other things this is a lot of preamble for getting to this question, but it is one of my favorite sort of experiences of working with you, Ben, because every so often we have what, you know, I will turn back later and realize it's sort of a watershed discussion where, something that maybe has been on my mind or bothering me or something that as a team we're struggling with has been weighing us down. And then we will have that conversation that kind of brings it open. And my feeling is this was sort of one of those. So talk to me, tell me what you were thinking or feeling coming into last week's meeting.
Yeah, it's interesting. And I appreciate your preamble because it makes me feel a little bit better about what I'm going to say about the meeting, which is basically I went into it not feeling great, feeling like it was going to be crap. And I knew that one of the outcomes that was going to happen out of it was us making a decision to do something different, you know. And I think going into this project, I knew that there was going to be, I don't know, a meeting or an email or some decision along the way that was going to happen like this, where maybe things didn't have to be absolutely terrible or be crap, but we're going to at least be in a space where we were going to have to like make a decision to do something different or figure out the next step, you know? And so it's happened, and it probably will happen again at some point throughout the process. So, so it's interesting to like both reflect on the meeting and also think about where my brain was going into it, which I guess whether I'm looking backwards or remembering what I was thinking looking forwards, I think it was a pretty similar feeling in that, like, didn't like it, wasn't looking forward to it, knew it wasn't going to go great. And, you know, same thing looking backwards, didn't love it, didn't feel great about it. But I knew that it was kind of like necessary. And I don't know, now that like I hear how you set up the question and everything, I guess I hadn't taken a moment to think about maybe how pivotal it's been in the process. Because we, you know, the changes that we talked about, I think have you know, we've turned one corner at least and have made some really nice progress because of what both of us would probably call a less than awesome meeting, or at least, at least less than awesome meeting going into it as we were thinking about it, you know? So.
Yeah. I was, we were definitely in a similar place walking to that meeting. I was bummed. I was disappointed. Let me give you 1,000 more adjectives. I was frustrated with myself. If I'm totally honest, I was frustrated with both of us, because when we have, and I don't know how many of these, so we've had 4 or 5 of these meetings previously. And when I walking into this one, what was on my mind was like, I have really let both of us down, because I know throughout this project, there've been a lot of times when we've come into this meeting and for really, really good reasons, you have said, yeah, I haven't made a lot of progress. I don't think in any of those you had to say, well, here's what was happening, because I knew what was happening outside of this project, yeah. Right? So
right.
It was easy to see why. And so I placed myself in this position of being, you know, I'm going to be the water carrier here. If this is what, you know, we're 6 months in, and if out of those 6 months, 4 times, we get together and situations, circumstances, whatever, are keeping Ben from being able to focus on this, then I'll just carry it. And then I come and I'm getting ready for this meeting. I'm like, oh, well, you decided that you were going to be the one to carry this burden, and now you did not. So good job, champ. So I was really, really frustrated with myself. And I was frustrated with the circumstances that have kept you from being able to focus on it. And I basically went into this meeting ready to say, either we're going to have to do something different, or this has to go away, because the path we're on is not, we're not on a successful path right now.
Right. For sure. Yeah. Yeah. It's interesting to know that that's how you were feeling. And if you mentioned that in the meeting and I forgot it, you know, kind of like this idea of like, either we got to like do something different or like scrap it. Because one thing that we talked about in the meeting was, you know, kind of giving ourselves a bit of grace and saying, you know, kind of even telling ourselves like, hey, if this thing doesn't happen this year, that's okay. Right. You know, but let's not use that as a reason to sit or, you know, unintentionally pause on things either, you know? So, so I'm glad that we're at where we're at, knowing that, you know, maybe one thing that you were thinking about was maybe this thing's just not going to happen, you know? So, and, I appreciate you carrying the weight, because you certainly have, along the way. And, the thing that was on my mind going into that meeting about you in particular was, actually not at all concerned about whether or not you were carrying the weight, but I was actually anticipating that you wouldn't be prepared because you had just gotten back from a bunch of PTO. So I was like, well, I mean, when would she have been able to work on the book? If she had done anything before she left, I would know about it. She would have totally shared it. And if she's done anything since she came back and is crunching, like same thing, like I'm sure I would have seen something or whatever. And I know what it's like to kind of re-enter the atmosphere from some time off. So I didn't really expect much anyway, but, and I understand that that's frustrating in itself, you know, but
yeah.
Yeah. So we can all agree the last meeting was less than awesome and totally necessary. And right. Let's move on to the next thing, huh?
Right. Right. Exactly.
So in that meeting, we agreed that we should take some time away from the office and do some work collaboratively. That was the big change that we talked about, and you said at that time that you had planned to suggest the same thing, but didn't think that we would agree or that I would agree with you on that. Tell me more about that. How are you feeling, or how were you feeling, or why were you thinking that?
I should have spent more time thinking about my response to this question since I knew it was coming. But, you know, reflecting back to the circumstances, the things that have kept you from being able to be, from us being sort of at the same level engaged with this project, I really thought that I was going to come into that meeting. The way it was going to go was I was going to say, I think we should schedule some offsite time. We should work on this offsite in some way, shape, or form. You would say, you know, I can't see that working. I can't see there being time. There's this, that, and the other thing. And then after that is when I would drop the, well, then I don't think this is ever going to happen. And I think as long as we really should have a therapist in here with us, because here comes the true confession. I had this sense that we were not, that the stakes were different for the two of us, that, I was trying harder is not the right word.
You had to use the stakes analogy. You had more chips in the middle of the table, right? Like,
yeah.
Is that a way to say it?
Yeah, I think so. That I had committed more to it, and that there was going to come this tipping point where, you were going to realize that the reason I had committed more to it was because that you weren't going to. Right. That was the thing. That was the way this was going to pivot. So it was stressful to think about sort of drawing that line in the sand, because I knew going into this, you know, this was somewhere along one of the first conversations we had. I'm the writer. It's my job. This is what I do, right. You know, and we talked about this being a collaborative effort, and you know, this was going to be a way that you could expand your talents and all of those good things. So I never had any illusion that as far as the writing went, that it would be 100%, 50-50, and that for every word I wrote, you wrote a word, you know, that it was going to be exactly like that.
Sure. Yeah.
But I don't know that I really reflected on what I thought that would look like. And we had gotten to a point where all I knew was it was less than I thought. Do you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I felt that was pretty high stakes to say, you know, if we're not on the same page here, then we got to kill it. We can't.
Yeah.
We can't move a thing forward that has both of our names on it. If we're not both on it.
Yeah. Well, right. Yeah. I can totally, I don't know. I don't know if I can say I can totally understand the feeling, but I can put myself in your shoes and, you know, see feeling that way and understand maybe the frustration and the gross feelings that maybe come with that, you know. But the good news is we were in fact maybe more on the same page about it than we even knew
we were exactly.
Going into the meeting, since we both suggested exactly the same thing as to what we needed and the change that needed to happen. So that's good. That's good news. That's a good outcome.
Right. Right. And the nice thing is usually when I catastrophize like that, we end up with a perfectly fine outcome. So, you know, it worked. To bring the audience into what actually happened, we, that day we realized we both wanted to do a little bit of offsite time. We did what I think was a very smart thing, which is not delay doing that, so that we didn't have a ton of time to think of excuses and find reasons that it wouldn't work and whatever. So this 2 days ago now, we spent 3.5 hours working offsite, and we told the team we were going to be gone and just went and focused pretty much exclusively. Did you do anything other than working on the book when we were working that day?
I mean, yeah, for sure. I mean, not much. I mean, there were like a couple of Teams chats that I responded to, and I think there was one email that I checked. But other than that, I mean, I would say 8.5 minutes of distracted time of that 3.5 hours. Otherwise, I was pretty dialed in. So.
Yeah. I think I was right around that 8.5 to 10 minute.
Yeah.
And I did, even though we were sitting next to each other on the same side of the table, I did try to hide it from you.
Oh, well, you did well. Yeah.
Yeah. So we both seemed to be feeling really positive about what we were accomplishing that day. It was, you know, when you and I are in the room, the vibes are always immaculate. But and it's just sad that people don't always get to be in the room with us when the vibes are being immaculate. But we were feeling positive about what we accomplished. The one thing we didn't do, we hashed out a lot of things. We actually wrote a lot of things. We discovered that we are at conservatively 12% written somewhere on there. Right. Yeah. But we didn't stop to examine how it worked, what worked well, what could we change, and those kinds of things. And mostly, dear listener, so that we could do this for you. So what are your thoughts? You know, what about it worked well? Let's start there.
Yeah. Well, I think just being separated, having the chunk of time, and, you know, even though we like literally walked across the street to another space that's very similar to the space inside our office, just change of scenery, dedicated chunk of time, no distractions, or, you know, minimal distractions, and still in a relatively comfortable space. You know, I think those are like the big check boxes that we'll have to have some aspect of that the next time we do it, or anytime we do it, to wrap the project up or any other project that we choose to attack this way. And I think that's another thing that worked well, that I think we've had proof of this in the past, but it's maybe just a little, it's a tool or a trick that is easy to forget about. Like when you really need to get something done or catch something up or whatever, to do all of those things, go somewhere else, remove the distractions, give yourself a healthy chunk of time, is a really, really great way to get things done. So, I mean, you know, we've got a couple of other top priorities on our plate for the year that need some catch up and things like that. Mm-hmm. So we need to remember this tool when it comes to getting some of those things done as well, and give whoever on the team needs that space, that time, whatever that they need, give it to them and participate with them, so that they can have a similar feeling as to how we're feeling right now, which is I'm feeling like back on track. Like if I could simplify it like in a few words, like I really feel like we're kind of back on track with this project, which is great.
Yeah. I think we've talked about it in the past, not on the podcast, but in real life, that we do seem to work well, and we do seem to accomplish things on those rare occasions where you and I are working in the same space. There is something about, you know, the right kind of thing to do and the right purpose for what you're doing, where if we can sit in one space and work and then popcorn thoughts back and forth, I think we save ourselves a ton of time, which is otherwise going to be, I write an email, then I wait for you to respond to the email, or I write it, you know, you send a chat and I don't see the chat, and then you're checking your chats and whatever all of those things are, that if we are in the same space and can just say, hey, what do you think about this? Or look at this thing that I found. And we know that we are both very good at this thing that is akin to brainstorming, which is not really brainstorming, but is you saying that thing makes me think of this thing, and let's explore both of those things in tandem. You know, so we have now gone down this path of, oh, that reminds me, this is a important thing to talk about. And then just hash those things out in the moment so that it's not, we're not saving it for another time. We are dealing with things that will move us forward. And I think that is a good, that's always a good experience for me.
You know? Yeah, agreed. Yeah, it's kind of interesting because there were definitely times, and I think any time that we work in that atmosphere, I feel like, you know, I'm disrupting, you know, to bounce the idea, popcorn the thing, which is both like a pro and a con of working like that, right? Because I'm sure there were times I took you out of the flow. I know there were times where you bounced something where I kind of had to stop my train of thought or make a quick note so I knew I could like pick something up quick. But to be able to get that immediate feedback and then just keep rolling, you know, the benefit of that, I think, outweighs maybe the disruption that can come. If that, it's not how we could work all the time. You know, it wouldn't work on every kind of work that we do, but for this, for what we were doing, especially where we're still working with a relatively blank slate and like identifying like the structure of this thing and all of that, that time for that immediate feedback so that we could have those ideas and that structure and those thoughts in mind as we're writing and researching and stuff, I think is really important. So
yeah.
Even though it maybe comes with some costs, the benefits outweigh it for sure.
Right. Right. Well, you know, and in terms of that, you know, having to come out and come back into what we're doing, I think when we are both focused, you know, if we are both focused on the same thing, that's when it works. That's probably when we're optimized in doing this, because we are still in that same space of it. We have shifted ourselves into that working mode in that space. And so it is easier, at least for me, to like poke my head up, do the thing, and then get right back down to it.
Same.
Yeah. And, you know, importantly, did you listen to Eminem's new song yet?
Oh, shoot. No.
Bro.
Making a note now.
Bro, so good. And I, you know, just for the record, I want you to know that I claim that as a personal victory, that that is the only completely not related thing I said to you the whole afternoon. So.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Good job.
Thank you. Thank you. So is there anything we would change?
So should we talk about what? Yeah. Yeah. Well, first and foremost, I forgot the music. So, or I forgot a speaker for good music. So we were going off my laptop speakers, which actually are decent, but I like good audio. So we'll bring a speaker so we have some crisper audio next time for sure.
Okay. Important.
Very important. Super important. Other than that, I think that, you know, and this is something that I don't think we can learn that this is a change we need to make until we do what we just did. But I think that there were maybe some times where we got into a conversation about structure or something like that, where for us to like intentionally shift and work on something, like actively be working on something together, not like us each be writing this separate piece, maybe could get us to some quicker decisions, maybe could help us explore more options at the same time, maybe get us in the flow of that thing that we're trying to figure out together. And then coming to that decision together would just help it feel, you know, like a more collaborative decision and not just like, well, here's my idea, what do you think? And then the other person either agrees or disagrees. And then it's kind of a bit back and forthy. New term, back and forthy.
I like it.
But yeah, Yeah. So yeah, just even though it's, you know, it's interesting because we were like literally working together in the same room, I think we could work together on a couple more things. But, you know, we went into that meeting without, or with, we went into that time without like a really clear plan on what specifically we were going to be working on, what challenges we needed to overcome. So maybe before our next chunk of time, we can get a couple of those things out on a note ahead of time and decide like, well, what's Ben going to tackle? What's Sue going to tackle? What are we going to intentionally work on together? So maybe just to shorten it up, like just a little bit of planning ahead of time would maybe help a few things go just a little smoother and be a little less disruptive too, I suppose.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. And I think that we went into this experience needing, really needing the time and the space to get exactly what you're saying, to get to know that we have to do that. And I think part of what this spending that few hours this week did for me was reconnect me with what we're doing. And honestly, if you had said, well, let's get an agenda and let's talk about what you're going to work on and let's talk about what we need to talk about collaboratively, I would have said, probably not. Really don't know how I would do that because I don't know, you know, it had been long enough, not forever, but long enough that I couldn't have told you what was done, what wasn't done, where I thought I would go next. And, you know, and part of that is my own darn fault because I'm not writing sequentially. And so writing non-sequentially means I don't necessarily know. Yeah, I don't know what should be the next thing.
Yeah, or what things, what should be the next thing, or what things you might need support or help or to bounce an opinion off of, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
There's some natural challenges that just come in like the flow and this, the way that we're writing this, which I'll take them because it's our first time. Right. It's all good.
Right.
So what's next?
Well, we need to write a book.
Okay.
So there's that. Got a bunch of writing to do.
Should have known that.
Yeah. I mean, if you have, that hasn't been clear at this point, I'm not sure what's happening. I think, I know we talked about it going into this whole project, how this podcast and the interviews we would do this year could serve as inspiration. Other interviews we've done in the past could serve as some inspiration. And we are really making a conscious effort to talk to every guest we have this year about purpose. But I like what you did with going through what we've already done and really, really zeroing in on those conversations that we've had. And I think that is a thing that I know we'll continue to do that for sure.
For sure. Yeah. We've got some great guests booked already that are coming up that like, I'm really excited to ask them some of those questions related to purpose and hear what they have to say. I was pleasantly surprised. And you know, this is something that we should, I suppose I should recognize as a thing that went well, me going through the transcripts of the podcasts and picking out some of those nuggets, I think I actually used in the file name of all those notes. I was surprised how much I was able to gather, you know, like just quotes from people or, you know, thoughts or ideas that they had related to their own purpose or, you know, something greater beyond them. We've had some really great guests and some people that have had some really cool things to say. And so to kind of relive that and re-experience that and capture some things that I think are totally going to make the book, felt like even though it was like a page and a quarter of notes or something, just felt like a ton of progress. So that was really cool. And I'm excited to gather more for sure.
Yeah. I think an experience that I have, with those podcasts is once they are recorded, as much as I am, you know, I work hard to be really fully present in the moment and be a good interviewer and be a good, you know, sort of partner to the person talking and all of that. Just the pace of the work we do goes by so quickly. We step out of those and I could not tell you a word that has been said in that entire interview anymore. Literally the next day. So as we, as I go back through and like I'm working on transcripts or whatever else I'm doing, it is always astonishing to some of the really deeply moving and smart things that we hear. I mean, and not to say, I shouldn't be astonished because these are great people, but these, especially this year, we have had a lot more interviews with people that don't know us. So it made sense to me when we were having those good conversations with people we knew, but once we started having them with people who were basically total strangers, I started to, you know, that just really is what's astonishing about it. These people have been so open to just completely laying, you know, that kind of stuff, big thoughts, deep thoughts out on the table and being really honest and open about it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was not a good way to end that sentence, but it's been awesome. I love it.
You
did it.
You landed the plane.
Thanks. Yeah.
Yeah. And the other next thing to work on is to work on how we can continue to collaborate and bring it all together, right? Which hopefully before our next big chunk of time to work on it, there's some time in between that maybe happens a bit more naturally, or we're able to share some continued progress. So, but admittedly, a trap that I'm a little afraid of, especially knowing how well that small chunk of time went, is that we're going to like fall back to like, that's the only way we can make progress on this thing is to every once a month block this big chunk of time. And that's the only time we're going to work on it, you know? So that'll definitely be a challenge for me, is to continue to, make progress in between, but I can already kind of envision some ways that'll happen. Some of the initial work that I did, during our chunk of time was kind of like analyzing the outline, doing a bit of research, making kind of like some high level notes, and then I kind of converted into writing time. So I think if I can do all that free work, the little stuff that maybe is a bit more bite-sized, do that between, and then use that chunk of time to really focus on writing, reviewing, editing, the progress will feel even better after those chunks. So, but we'll see. We'll see if I can prove myself right on that one.
Yeah. I really like the idea of having all of that sort of set up ahead of time. And then, especially because it is much easier to hop in and out of strategic sort of thoughts than it is the writing part of it.
Right.
You know? So, yeah. So on, you know what, man, onward, upward.
Yeah, here we go.
I think we're doing it. And we are very excited to have our listeners continuing on this journey with us.
Always.
Yeah. And you can always learn more about this whole project, anything we do, all of the things we do, by visiting our website, exclamation. Why did we make that so hard to say? exclamationcuso.com. And check out our blog, exclamationcuso.com/blog, and see everything we do.
That's right. Thanks, Sue. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in. Be awesome. We'll see you next time.
The Osmology Podcast is a production of Exclamation Services. Thanks to Nick Mulliver for sound production and Kylie Ganther for our cover artwork.
Executive producers are me, Ben Bauer, and my friend, Suzanne Campbell.